This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Big day for President Trump. MAGA, baby. Today's a MAGA day. First of all, breaking news. I think this is probably the most important news story of the day. As usual, I have about 100 articles in front of me, and I got to pick the top 10, right? And those are the only 10 we'll ever discuss on this show. The other 90 I printed out for nothing until I made the order. They'll never get airtime. And that's sad, because they're all important, too. But this is the big one. Because I believe the numbers are being faked. It's fraud. Everybody doesn't have COVID. It's just there's more testing than ever before. And there's more tracing than ever before. The Trump administration wisely strips the CDC of control of the coronavirus data. Information will now be sent to a central DC database. I believe the CDC is corrupt. I believe the CDC is dirty. I believe they're making up numbers. I believe they're double counting. And they've taken away control of the numbers of deaths and hospitalizations and cases away from the CDC. New guidelines announced today. Starting today, hospitals will be ordered to bypass the CDC and send all COVID patient information to a central database in Washington, D.C. And this comes after reports on Tuesday of likely fraudulent numbers coming from the CDC. And they're just the latest government entity that's become politicized by the American left. You do realize in Florida it wasn't the CDC. In Florida, we found out that all the numbers were corrupted. That when they were reporting 100% coronavirus positive, it wasn't 100%, it was like 9%. But it came in at 100%. Why? In Orlando, it was 76, but they said the real number was like 9. Other places, the number was 9.8% positive, not 98. Another one, 9.6, not 96. But they were reporting 96% positive, 98% positive, 76% positive. And 50 different labs reported 100% positive. Something's wrong. CDC is dirty. They're out to get Trump. Fauci's bad news. And, of course, Congressman Dan Crenshaw with an important statement today. Not Wayne Root. A United States congressman says Democrat politicians and the media pundits are deliberately misleading the public on coronavirus hospital capacity. Of course they are. I'm telling you, I know the scam. When they say hospitalizations, they mean anyone who checks into the emergency room and says, I have COVID. And they let him out in 2 hours. They count that as a hospitalization. That's not a hospitalization. Hospitalization is someone who checks into a room. So they're lying about that. So here's what Crenshaw says. Let's look at the cases. You have to understand that these three states, and I assume he means Florida, Arizona, and Texas, are the three Republican red states that everybody's going after. All the liberals want to destroy them and kill business and shut down the economy, ruin everyone's lives. These three states probably account for by far the most testing in the world. Case numbers are an indicator that we should pay attention to. We have to pay attention to all the data and not just the scariest data. And he says we should also be looking at hospitalizations and death rates. And as far as hospitalizations go in Houston, one of the hardest hit places in Texas and America, our growth rate in hospitalizations has flattened. Trend going in the right direction. Our death rate in Texas continues to be one of the best in the world. It's 10 times higher in New York. We are one of the best in the world. Our hospitals have vast amounts of capacity. They could surge upwards thousands of beds. And this is an important point, he said, because a lot of Democrat politicians and media pundits have deliberately misled the public on this. Made people believe their hospitals are overrun when they're not. And this is actually deadly because people are too afraid to go to the hospital to get care for whatever kind of illness they may have. So it's really important for people to know if they need care they can go to the hospital. More good news. Trump previews actions to secure crime-ridden Democrat-led cities. President Trump previewed today an upcoming announcement that he would act to secure some of America's largest cities facing a surge in violence. He says, next week we're going to have, I think, a very exciting news conference because we're talking about some of these cities where some of the Democrats running them have lost control of the city. We're going to straighten things out, Trump said, describing out-of-control cities that are like war zones. He described Chicago as worse than Afghanistan. He blames the radical left, which has threatened to defund police forces, for the rise in crime. Far-left mayors are escalating the anti-cop crusade, he said. Violent crime is spiraling in their far-left cities. It's all far-left cities where they have no understanding of what has to be done. All the cities experiencing a rise in crime are led by the left. And he said, I don't say this for political reasons. They're all Democrats. They're liberal left-wing Democrats, and it's almost like they think this is going to be this way forever. And we're not putting up with that. President noted in Chicago, 68 people shot, 18 dead. I assume they meant last weekend, but for all I know, it was yesterday. I don't know. And then him and Attorney General Bill Barr announced massive success against MS-13, the Hispanic gang of murderers, tattooed murderers. More good news. Trump weakens environmental law to speed up permits for pipelines and other infrastructure because we need jobs. He announced rollbacks to the National Environmental Policy Act regulations in the White House today. Finalized the rollback to the country's landmark environmental law, the National Environmental Policy Act, so they could speed through projects like pipelines, highways, power plants. Major victory for the energy industry. The administration changes will aim to decrease the number of infrastructure projects that will be subject to NEPA review, effectively shortening long permit processes that have historically delayed projects. That's great. You know, it's amazing how liberals say we've got to build roads, got to build highways, got to build airports. And then we try and do it, and the liberals stop you. Rules and regulations kill jobs in America. Trump killing regulations. More good news. Republican fundraising surges in the second quarter. I've got nothing but good news for you today. Republican fundraising surged across several swing districts held by vulnerable Democrats. It's good news. This is, we're talking about Jim Bugnett, a former Trump administration official, Republican nominee for Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, announced he'd raised $266,000 in the second quarter, largest sum ever raised in the same filing period against incumbent Matt Cartwright. Good news. Matt Maurer, former Trump administration official running in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District, announced Tuesday he'd raised $218,000 with $444,000 cash on hand. Derek Van Orden, Navy SEAL, running to unseat Representative Ron Kind in Wisconsin's 3rd District, raised more than $500,000 in the second quarter. Derek's Herculean fundraising efforts feature donors from all 18 of Wisconsin's 3rd District counties, as well as 71 of 72 counties throughout the state. These conservative candidates represent three of the 30 congressional districts that Trump won in the 2016 election, but House Democrats managed to flip during the 18 presidential, not presidential elections, actually during the 18 congressional elections. Republicans have to retake a net of 17 House seats, and these could serve as three of the 17 pivotal seats. And, of course, the other good news for Trump and America is Jeff Sessions is no more. Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn football coach, defeats former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in an Alabama Senate primary race, 61-39, wiped him out in a landslide. Trump gave a congratulatory call to Tuberville. That was his man. He put out phone calls to beat Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, who literally tried to ruin Trump's life and almost ruined his presidency. A couple of polls to tell you about. Today's a good news day. At Rasmussen, President Trump picks up 10 points in their latest poll, and he's basically tied with Joe Biden. And I keep telling you, if it's a tie, he wins by an electoral landslide, Trump does. So we'll take a popular tie. Another poll finds Biden beating Trump. This is Mammoth. Mammoth is always wrong. They were wrong all the time leading into the 2016 election. and it's registered voters, not likely voters. They show Biden beating Trump by 13 points. Yeah, right. But the same poll shows those same people that gave a 13-point victory to Biden believe, 57% of them believe, the so-called silent majority of secret Trump supporters will give the victory to Trump. That is good news, man. People understand what's going on. Most registered voters say they were surprised in 16 when Trump ended up winning Pennsylvania's electoral votes in this poll. They're evenly divided on whether they expect Trump to win Pennsylvania this time around. 46% say yes, 45% no. But 57% believe there are a number of so-called secret voters in their communities who support Trump and won't tell anyone about it. Wow. See, this is the Wayne Root story. I was going to write it tomorrow. I've told you about it all week. And the story is I just made the biggest bet of my life on Trump. Because I woke up one day and I realized, if you are afraid to tell a stranger or a pollster or anybody around you at the office, your relatives, that you were voting for Trump in 16, you are four times more hysterical and worried about it this time. Nobody is telling a pollster they're voting for Trump, but they're all going to walk in the booth and vote for Trump. This is going to be a screaming banshees with torches and pitchforks. Here's another poll. Over a third of Americans believe Biden is incapable of debating Trump. I just wonder how mentally weak the other group is, the two-thirds that don't think that. A third of Americans believe Biden is incapable of debating Trump. Can you imagine how dumb the other people are? When we get back, a North Carolina city council votes for reparations for black residents. And a study finds Democrat-backed reparations proposal for America has a price tag of $6.2 quadrillion. I just said quadrillion dollars. They're giving away everything we got. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Way Down the Route listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It is happening all over the country. Here's an email from one of my great fans, Dave, in Pennsylvania. Wayne, now our a-hole Governor Wolf, big Democrat, by the way, big liberal, big Trump derangement syndrome victim, I'm saying, is going back to square one again, restricting large crowds. This means our bingo hall, which uses the money to keep our volunteer fire department running, has to close again after opening back up for only 3 weeks. He's hurting all these people just for his political views. He sucks, Dave. And then we have a comment from Matt. Matt says, Wayne, if these hospitals are getting a run on hospitalizations, you know why? It's because of agitators, provocateurs, professional victims that are rushing the ER and the hospitals claiming to have coronavirus symptoms. These people are checked in and checked out. This is another scam and another DNC pre-planned operation to flood the system and have the mass media go crazy reporting there's no more room in the hospital because of coronavirus. This is pre-planned and coordinated attack on the hospital system so the media can keep saying there's no more room, and guess what? There never will be. These people are going to keep flooding the hospitals. Are Democrats really this smart, this scheming, this scummy? Really? It's amazing. If this is true, how bad Democrats truly are. I'm never going to forgive you, and I'm never going to forget. And none of you ever forgive or ever forget. What they're trying to do is steal our country, steal the election, and make us all bankrupt. They have nothing to lose. The Democrats doing this aren't the few Democrats that happen to own a business or a restaurant. There's a few of them out there, not a lot. But there's a few business owners that are liberal. But 95% of every business owner I meet is a Republican. And they're trying to bankrupt us all. Take away the only thing we've got, businesses that we've spent 20, 30 years building. They try to steal it from us. All so they can elect a Democrat and then destroy us with taxes. Today was an article in the Wall Street Journal from an accounting expert, a CPA, about what Biden's tax plan would mean. It would bankrupt every business person in America, destroy us, wipe us out. You know, I always said the only thing that could destroy me would be if they took Social Security and they put it on all my income. And it turns out that's what Biden says he'll do if he's elected. That 16 or 16.5% I pay in FICA taxes, I pay it on the first $135 I make. But after that, you don't pay it anymore. Although you do pay, I think it's like a 3% Medicare tax, which is ridiculous. That was never there until Obama. That's an extra 3% on everything I make. But they want to take now the entire 16, and they want me to pay that on every dime I make of all my income. So then my tax rate would be 40 plus 16. It would go from 40% of what I make to 56% of what I make. And if you happen to live in California, it's 56 plus 13. 69% tax rate in California. That doesn't include sales tax on everything you buy and property taxes on your home. It doesn't include payroll taxes and corporate income taxes on your business. It's incredible. There's no money left. No one can live life. No one can survive. Why do you think Walmart's now saying on checkouts, you got to pay with credit card? They won't take cash. This is insane. Do you know why? This is all the IRS. The IRS wants to know about every dime you make. Because if you have cash, the IRS wants it. Hear that sucking sound? That's the IRS. IRS taking all your money, trying to turn into a cashless society. By the way, do you know how many people are in financial trouble that can never get credit cards again? How could you have a cashless society? A lot of people can never get credit cards for years to come. They're going to go broke, or they're losing their home. They're homeless. They don't have credit cards. They don't have a bank account. Or maybe they have a bank account and no credit cards. But the point is, you can't go to a cashless society. Just terrible. And here's a study that finds Democrat-backed reparations proposal has a price tag of $250 billion. Quadrillion. I'll have to get to that in the next segment. I told you I'd get to it in this segment, but I ran out of time. I got to mention the great sponsor of this segment, Liberty HealthShare. It's not health insurance. It's better. At least that's my opinion. It's better. Liberty is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. My four kids are members. I'm a member. I've saved $72,000 in premiums in the 4 years I've been with them. That's amazing. And we're getting close to year five. So we had 72 and 18. I'll saved 82 and 8. Wow, $90,000. On January 1st, I can start bragging. I've saved $90,000 with Liberty HealthShare. Call 855-50-LIBERTY, 855-50-LIBERTY, toll free. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wainroot. Tell them Wainroot sent you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is cutting red tape to clear the path for new infrastructure projects.
An unprecedented top-to-bottom overhaul of the infrastructure approval process that has cost trillions of dollars in delays like you wouldn't believe.
President Trump speaking at a UPS facility in Atlanta, also saying the United States will prevail in the fight against the coronavirus. Hospitals across the country will no longer send their COVID-19 release data to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Instead, they'll be sending it to a central database in Washington beginning July 15th, according to an HHS statement that was recently released. The federal administration says it needs the daily information to plan and allocate resources during the public health emergency. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
On USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Alaroots, without further ado, we got our guest, Josh Manning, on the line, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com with today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the most popular and heavily trafficked conservative websites in the U.S. of A. Josh Manning, it's been about a month. Where you been, man?
Wayne, we just haven't been able to get connected. It's been busy, and there's been COVID, and there's been holidays, and the world's conspiring against us, Wayne.
Yeah, well, you and I were just talking off mic, so let's kind of share the same story. I don't think anything we said is a big secret. Arizona, you know, is just like Florida and just like Texas. They're claiming these wonderful red states that opened earlier now infested with COVID. And I have a couple theories. Number one, I believe if there is COVID, then it's from Black Lives Matter protests. That's where it came from. Number two, I think liberals are literally flooding the hospitals to just try and make it look like there's a nightmare going on when there is not a nightmare going on. I think the numbers are completely wrong, like they were in Florida. They finally figured out yesterday that they're reporting 100% positive, and it's all lies. It's not. Nobody's. You can't test 500 people and all 500 have COVID. Lie. And so it's fraud going on. And finally, number three or four, I don't know where I am now, probably number four, I asked you off mic, I said, if everyone has it and everyone's dying and everyone's hospitalized, how come I've never met a person who's ever been hospitalized or ever died from COVID in Nevada? Ever. And I only have met a handful of people who've ever had it, and it was like a little cold for 3-4 days for all of them. This is the biggest hyper-exaggeration, over-exaggeration, fraud, Ponzi scheme in the history of the world. I keep asking every guest and every person I know, and they all say they don't know anybody. They have no one in their entire orbit that they know that's ever been sick enough to go to a hospital or died, thank God. And so let's hear your answer, Josh Manning.
Yeah, so Arizona, exactly. It's exactly that, Wayne. We know no one in Arizona who has been hospitalized, certainly no one who's died. My wife knows a young girl, she's a teenager, who contracted it and had it. It's been about 14 days now since she had it, and she's fine. She's fine. Life went on.
Right.
It looks like, the best I can tell, I'm no doctor, but the best I can tell, it looks like some cases it's uncomfortable, some cases it's a really bad flu. And if you have a couple of those things they call comorbidities,
right, that's a whole different story. Yes.
You're in bad shape already, then it can really get you. But that's not most people though, Wayne. I mean, it's not you. That's not me. That's not the part of society that has gotten shut down.
I'm working
on an article on this right now. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I was going to say, just so no one ever thinks that, you know, either one of us is heartless, I mean, I feel for anybody who is, like, here's an example. I checked in with an old buddy last night who is 20 years older than me. So I'm 58, so he is 78 years old. And I still remember attending his 60th birthday party 20 years ago and thinking to myself, or 18 years ago, thinking to myself, oh, my God, that guy is old. Well, in about a year and a month, I'll be 60 years old. So it's kind of scary. I remember thinking, he's like the oldest man in the world. But anyway, he's 78 now, and he had a massive widowmaker heart attack 5 years ago. He should have died, and somehow he lived, but he's very thin and very frail, and one of the most brilliant businessmen you'll ever meet in your entire life. He's worth, I don't know, $100 million, $150 million, $200 million, something like that. And lives here in Vegas, and I said, why don't you join me and my fiance Cindy for dinner one night? I haven't seen you in a long time. And he's like, Wayne, I can't go out. I'm in that one category where I'm 78, and I had a massive heart attack, and I just can't go out. So if you're in that category, I feel bad. It's very real if you're in that category. I get it. This thing seems to pick and choose very sick, very old, and very fat people, right? Diabetes, obesity. If you're any of those things, it's a real scary thing. It's not a hoax. It's very real. But you don't need, here's my opinion, I want you to react. You never needed to stop society and stop all business and close the printing presses for everyone just because some people are old, fat, and sick. You watch them, you take care of them, you spend money protecting them, and you let the rest of us live our life. What say you?
Yeah, no, I agree completely. You're exactly right. There's one enormous blessing with COVID. It's that we can tell who it goes after. It's not like it's this indiscriminate killer. It's not like it's floating around out there waiting to get any of us. No, we know exactly the kind of people who die from this. And that means we should have been able to isolate them, protect them, like you said, and make sure that minimal damage was done there. But instead of doing that, we tried to shut down the whole stupid country. Just like, I mean, this is exactly the way collectivists look at things, too. There's no difference among people. You know, they just treat everybody exactly the same.
Well, that's equality.
Shut down the entire country. Four-year-olds walking around in Walmart with masks on. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Dumbest thing I've ever seen. And so we have done this. We have tanked the economy. I can't remember. I was reading an op-ed from somebody today. I can't remember who it was. He said, look, we have plunged ourselves into a second Great Depression here, and there was no reason for us to do this.
Right.
We've seen stuff like this before with the Hong Kong flu back in the 60s. There's one back in the...
It was
68, 69.
Well, 68, 69 was the Hong Kong flu. Over 100,000 died. The nation was much smaller than now. Over 100,000 died. And we had Woodstock. Never stopped people going to sporting events. Never stopped people going to concerts, rock concerts. Never stopped kids going to school. Never stopped anyone doing anything.
You know what I was thinking about today, Wayne? What's going to be really interesting is 3 months from now, when herd immunity starts to develop, I mean, they're all panicked about what Arizona looks like, what Nevada looks like. 3 or 4 months from now, when herd immunity starts to emerge, it's going to be very interesting to see what's like in these states versus states that have continued this stupid slow bleed where they're staying as shut down as possible. All they're doing is locking the virus up and just waiting for it to come back out when they reopen. I really think these states are going to be in much better shape down the road. Now, I could be wrong.
Well, assuming they stay open, you at least have a Republican governor, although he's acted like a Democrat to me in some ways, right?
We're being generous now, Wayne.
Yeah, but I have a liberal Democrat governor with Trump derangement syndrome, and the only reason we're not shut down exactly like California, my life ruined and my income room. The only reason I've been doing okay is because Vegas has a strip on it. On that strip are billionaires who own casinos, and my guess is they've got a gun to the head of the governor. They kidnapped him, and there's a gun in his mouth, and they're ready to blow his brains out if he closes the strip. The mafia's involved. But I kid you a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, let me tell you, you're getting business out of this, too, though. My wife works in a segment of the economy that is she works in athletics. And for athletic competitions to happen, you got to be able to get people together. We can't do it in Arizona. She was just at an enormous, enormous event in Las Vegas because you guys were able to host it.
I don't know what event she was at in Vegas because we just canceled Freedom Fest, which was supposed to be going on this week. It was starting this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it would have ended tomorrow, and Freedom Fest was canceled because... Yeah, you can't meet with more than 50 people, so I don't know how your wife went to an event in Vegas anytime in the last few days. Yeah, those people must have kept it secret.
She's very skillful. She operates on the down low, Wayne.
Obviously.
Talk about irony there. Freedom Fest, though, libertarian gathering to discuss freedom and ideas. Put the kibosh on it because of this. These guys, they're not going to kill us all, but they are going to completely destroy the economy. I don't mind telling your audience this. Wait, I'm in the middle of refinancing my house right now. We've got income that's frozen that won't come in because of COVID. My wife hasn't been paid in months.
We've got
other income that comes in that we depend on, that we budget on. It can't come in because of COVID.
Yeah, I know.
This is bad stuff. And like you said, I know no one has stayed who's been in the hospital. Thank God nobody who's died. We think we know a little girl who had it. We know she had it. She tested positive for it. But she has recovered just fine. That was that, man. It's insane what we're doing.
I'm going to tell you this reminds me.
Destroy Trump.
Josh, this reminds me of when the media asked me in 2008 when I was on the Libertarian presidential ticket, and they said, hey, you're running against Barack Obama. You two are the classmates running against each other for President of the United States. Wayne, what did you know about Obama? And I said, he was with me at Columbia University, graduated on the same day, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know anyone ever saw him, ever heard of him, never met him. He's the ghost of Columbia. And everybody looked at me like I must be lying. And I said, all I'm doing is telling you the truth. You asked me, did I know him? And I never met him. And it seems impossible because I was political science major. He was pre-law. Never met him. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't get mad at me for telling the truth. And here it is all these years later. I'm just telling you the truth, Josh. In the entire March and April when people were hysterical, I never knew a single person who had COVID. And then in May, I never knew a single person who had COVID. And then in June, I heard of three people that I knew that all had COVID, and they all recovered in a matter of 3 days. and some of them had no symptoms at all. One of them lost his smell and taste for like a week, and then in the second week it was all back, and he's 100% now. And now I know two or three other people who've gotten it, and they're all fine. So how is it possible that I knew no one for 3 months that ever had it, and now I don't know a single person in this state that's ever been in a hospital or ever died from it? How is that possible if it's the biggest thing that ever hit America? How's that possible?
Yeah, I think it's simple math. When you look at the CDC, their current best estimate for the fatality ratio right now, it's less than 1 percentage point, less than 1% of people who get it.
Well, I saw the new numbers. Did you see the new numbers? They said actually
0.65.
It's actually more minor than the last two flu seasons for fatalities if you take out New York and New Jersey. The rest of the country is actually the same or lower. So they're claiming Texas, Arizona, and Florida are besieged. You're lower than the flu 2 years ago and 1 year ago. New York, they said, was worse than anything in the history of the world. Seriously. Worse than anything ever seen, New York. But the rest of the country, almost the same, exactly the same as a regular flu season. Crazy.
Yeah, there's a piece.
Josh, don't go anywhere. The music's on. We got to run. We'll come back to you on the other side of the music. Next segment, more with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com with today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. I got a couple here I want to zero in on. We never even got to. We've been doing that lately. That's when you know you're good together, Josh. You and I are good. I never even get to the stories we're going to talk about. When we come back, we will. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wow, some con artists in a Bitcoin scam hacked the accounts of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, among others, today, as well as Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg, Kanye West, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates. They went after billionaires. They went after billionaires and Obama and Biden. I think it would have been funny that, you know, they went after, somehow they stole Bitcoin involving the hack. I don't know how you'd steal Bitcoin in a Twitter account. I have no idea, but I'm not a high-tech guy. But I what would have been funny is if they had hacked Obama's account and they would have said, I've changed my mind. Biden is dementia. I'm going for Trump. That would have been funny. They should have just put the words in, forget about hacking and trying to steal money. That would have been the funniest tweet ever by Obama. Biden has dementia. I'm switching to Trump. Can you imagine people's reaction on the left seeing that for like an hour before it goes down? That would have been the funniest thing ever. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show before I get back to Josh Manning. It's OptiVita Silver, Nano Silver Soul. Nano Silver Soul is a patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. And unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. They've got more than 50 patents. How cool is that? And they charge 50% less than leading competitors. Very cool. They're so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. They have all kinds of special discounts. Just mention the discount code Wayne for Wayne Root, and they'll know you're a listener of mine. They'll give you a great deal. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, toll-free 844-5-SILVER. 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com. Patentedsilver.com. I was just there today buying some of their stuff, and it's a beautiful website. We're back with Josh Manning, westernjournal.com. Speaking of beautiful websites, what's the big story at Western Journal today? What's the number one most traffic story on your site?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question, Wayne. I haven't been on analytics in a while.
All right. Well, here's one that I want to ask you. Because it says here something happened during the execution of Daniel Lewis Lee yesterday that no one noticed. So what happened? I have no idea.
Yeah. So, you know, there was lots of talk about this. The big angle was that, oh, federal government is okaying. You know, we're resuming. We have done this in 17 years, yada, yada, yada. Well, you know, right there at the end with executions, there tends to be, oftentimes there's a stay. You know, they will file a last-minute appeal or this or that, or a court will make a ruling or something like that. Well, the same thing happened with this guy. What did not get out that much is this guy was a he was an avowed white supremacist. He had killed a family. He and four or five other guys had killed a family, including their eight-year-old daughter's name is Lewis Lee, the guy who's executed.
Wow.
Yeah, but he was an avowed white supremacist. And a very funny thing happened, Wayne. It was Republicans. It was conservatives, those people who were supposed to be the most racist people out there, if you listen to the media. We were the ones clamoring, trying to get this guy executed because he was an evil person who the world was better off without. Who tried to stop the execution?
Well, the ACLU.
That would be an Obama-appointed district judge. And then, I don't know if you noticed, SCOTUS had to come in rule as well. And who were the justices who sided on staying the execution? Sotomayor and Kagan.
Unbelievable.
This guy's a white supremacist. Now, they get off telling us, oh, conservatives are white supremacists. They're just like Hitler. You know, you got Ricky Gervais out there saying, even he's calling them out and saying, man, if you're a conservative at all, you get called Hitler now. They do that to us, and then they try to keep a white supremacist from being executed, a murdering white supremacist, killed an eight-year-old, from being executed. And nobody says a peep about it. Again, Wayne, I mean, we play the game all the time, but imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine if they were Republican-appointed judges or justices trying to keep this guy from being executed, the race narrative would be absolutely everywhere. And Wayne, I have not seen one person talk about this yet, other than me.
Yeah, I'd pull the lever myself. Believe me, I'd have no problem at all. Not a fan of white supremacists.
I would too. And that's exactly right. He was evil. He was truly evil. He had done something that was worthy of execution. And again, who was trying to save him?
Sound effects by Chris.
I knew.
I don't think that was the death penalty.
You didn't even have to say it.
That wasn't a death penalty. That wasn't the electric chair. That was a fly. It's a fly thing. The electric fly killers. That's what that was. Hey, Josh, last topic, real quick. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
shoot.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the top story is. I pulled it up. We're talking about Newsom shutting down churches in California again.
Well, he shut down everything, so why not churches, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's indefinite. You know, who knows when people will get to worship again. Ain't America great?
Yeah, well, he shut down everything indoors, so why can't you just grab 3,000 folding chairs and have an outdoor service for all your parishioners? Why can't they all do that? I would just put chairs on the grass and chairs all around the streets leading to the church. No one would object.
Yeah, you saw what they're trying to do. I think is it in Maryland? Masks outside.
Yeah, unbelievable. Masks outside. Well, how about Texas? One of the officials in Texas said you should be wearing a mask in your house. These people have something
mental. Buddy, we were all over that story. We were all over that story. I know.
Something wrong with these guys. All right, we got to run. Josh Manning, senior news editor, westernjournal.com. Have a great day, Josh. Thank you.
You too, sir.
All right, Wayne Allyn, we get back. Lots to talk about. I'll finally get to that study. $6.2 quadrillion price tag for reparations.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Come.